Ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Ay bobo, and welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge. Tinlimie episodes are short snippets, bonus episodes designed to laser focus in on a particular perspective. And for those that are new to the show, Tinlimie, the word Tinlimie means little light in Haitian Creole, which is similar to saying the phrase, let me shed some light, right, on a particular topic. So with that, today's Tinlimie, I want to take some time and talk through the concept of good and evil. When we think about a number of religions, particularly those from a westernized perspective, there's kind of a binary way to really look at the world. You know, things are wrong or right, or good and evil. And that is prevalent throughout not only stories and conversations, but also how people perceive the world. And if we were to take this, you know, into an African indigenous religious perspective, specifically from a Haitian voodoo cosmology perspective, the concept of good and evil doesn't quite function, or is not interpreted in the same sort of binary, dualistic, moralistic way that many Western religious traditions conceive of the concept. Because voodoo operates from this more African, you know, more African-centric worldview, this perspective typically centers balance, reciprocity, and interconnectedness, in that all things are central and interconnected. And because of this, it does not have a kind of a similar thread. Because voodoo is rooted in harmony, balance, and essentially the natural cosmic order, kind of think of Haitian voodoo in the same, thinking of Haitian voodoo being more similar, I should say, to the concept of Mahat. So if we think about Mahat, and Mahat is, it comes from kind of the ancient Kemetic faith in Egypt, and Mahat essentially represents the principle of cosmic order, balance, truth, righteousness, and harmony. And if we think about Mahat is kind of similar to voodoo in a sense that voodoo is not just one thing. Like, you know, we always talk about on the show that voodoo is not just a religion, it's not just a spiritual practice, it's a way of life. It is a sense of math, it is science, it is all sorts of concepts wrapped into one. Mahat is both a concept and a goddess in Kemetic spirituality. So within the African philosophy, Mahat is the foundation of what we call ethical living, of spiritual order, of societal stability. So Haitian voodoo, in a sense, when we think about the concept of good and evil, operates more centered towards kind of the Mahat principles, more so than it centers towards this binary good and evil perspective. And because of that, you know, voodoo, within the voodoo cosmology, the spiritual world is not divided into these absolutes. So they're not good and evil realms per se, kind of like, you know, when we think about heaven and hell, you know, in many faiths, particularly, you know, very dominant in like Christian faiths, that concept doesn't truly exist in Vodou cosmology, but rather it reflects, similar to Mahat, it reflects the dualities of life, in that we think about like night and day, we think about creation and destruction, we think about fortune and misfortune, we think about death and resurrection, right? So there's this cycle, right? As opposed to it being kind of this good or bad, up or down, right? It's more of a cycle of rhythm and patterns that is in alignment with the cosmic uniforce that emphasizes harmony, balance, and natural order. So if we were to break this down a bit further, Vodou follows what I call a what you send out comes back to you. So think about how, like, within Vodou, think of it kind of similar to karma, right? What you send out in the world, the energy you put out, it comes back to you, right? So it's not a up or down, right or wrong. It is a cycle. It is an energy, and it's a cyclical kind of energy movement that, again, is constantly seeking balance, constantly seeking order. And we find that actions that disrupt balance, so let's say, if, for example, if someone harms another individual, that person is essentially inviting spiritual and social consequences, right? And so when we think about spiritual and social consequences, in that what you send out, if someone's actively going out to harm someone in an unjust way, they are inviting these types of consequences back into their lives in some way, shape, or form, because, again, it's all of the universe is about maintaining balance. And this really differs from what we call, like, a, you know, the westernized sin model, or we think about punishment. It is a little different than those perspectives. So those that typically misuse spiritual energy, when we think about it from a Haitian cosmology perspective, a Haitian Vodou cosmology perspective, those who may use what we call, you know, maleficent magic, black magic, harmful sorcery, will often face their own downfall because their actions disrupt the cosmic equilibrium. So this idea of like good and evil, this idea was really imposed heavily during colonization, during the colonial period, particularly within Christianity and the Catholic Church. And it sought to, you know, demonize African spiritual systems. And so during, you know, times of enslavement, European enslavers and missionaries typically associated Vodou in a way to suppress rebellion and to create spiritual autonomy amongst enslaved Africans. However, the truth is, spirits and practitioners are not inherently good or evil. Rather, they actually work with the energies that they can use to either create or destroy, depending on the context and depending on the intent. And so for one person to fully understand Vodou, you have to really decolonize your perspective and recognize that Haitian Vodou, just like African spirituality, is always about maintaining harmony rather than enforcing moral absolutes such as good or evil. And as we're having this conversation about the concept of good and evil, I think it's also important to clarify the definition of witchcraft. So to help me break this down, I want to draw from the book. The book is called African Religions, A Very Short Introduction. It's actually by Professor Jacob Alupona. So in his book, Alupona describes how the definition of witchcraft is different from the pagan religious system of Wicca, where individuals self-identify as witches. So a witch from a Wicca religious system is very different. That definition of witchcraft is very different from how how Africans view the definition. And so in his book, one of the quotes he has I thought was very interesting. Olopana says, "In opposition to those who wield sacred power for legitimate, socially sanctioned ends, there is the shadow of those who use sacred power for nefarious and selfish gains. These are the witches and the sorcerers of the African world. As a beginning point, it is important to note African witchcraft is completely unrelated to the religious practices of modern neo-pagans who sometimes use the word witchcraft, or more commonly Wicca, as the name of their religion, sometimes self-identifying as witches. Within the Wicca system, such people practice a goddess-centered religion focused on nature veneration and holistic wellness. For Africans, they view witchcraft and sorcery, but they bear no connection to paganism at all. And so it's important that the reader must not make the mistake of connecting them in any way. So when I, in the podcast, we have different conversations, and I may say the words black magic and I say witchcraft, like, together, or sometimes you may hear sorcery. That definition of witchcraft used on the show is unrelated to the definition of what witchcraft as a faith tradition amongst pagans and Wiccans, and how they view it and center it. So I think that was an important distinction. And this distinction is really similar to how in one of the early, I think it was one of the second episodes, where we talked about the different spellings of voodoo, and that you can use voodoo, right? And that means something completely different than voodoo, right? Depending on its use and its context and the worldview of the individuals using it. And that both are important definitions. However, understanding the historical nature is important. And I think the idea of using witchcraft in this perspective is also important as well. So wanted to share a little bit of that. If we were to think about the laws, the spirits of voodoo. So sometimes there are misconceptions that there are some spirits that are quote unquote good or quote unquote evil, right? So sometimes you'll hear that. However, in the true voodoo cosmology, there is no such thing as a law or a spirit to be good or evil in the moralistic sense as people describe it. You know, laws, and we're going to have an entire episode where we're going to talk specifically about the laws and what they are, but to summarize, they are essentially energies of nature and elevated ancestors who embody different aspects of existence. So they are not good or quote unquote bad. They are energies, and it is how individuals use those energies in terms of how they are, you know, they are experienced and how they manifest in the world. So it's important to understand that in its totality. So in closing, the Haitian voodoo worldview aligns with an African understanding that things must always be in harmony for wellness, for the well-being of individuals, well-being of the community, for prosperity, for, you know, to live a rich, abundant life. And when we say rich, we're not talking just material wealth. We're talking spiritual wealth. We're talking mental wealth, etc. So it's, you know, when we think about prosperity and well-being from a voodoo sense, is not just material wealth. You know, it is more broader in that sense. And so it's important to understand that this harmony and this cycle is constantly in motion. And those that may take on actions that disrupt that, it creates a ripple similar to karma, where the cosmic order readjusts itself, and there are consequences that individuals face as a result of any unjust harm that is done onto others. But in general, Haitian Vodou does not operate under the Western moral binary of good and evil. Instead, it is really based on the African worldview and cosmology that is based on balance, reciprocity, and natural order. And thank you for tuning into Agua Cerito Podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Agua Cerito Podcast Show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Agua Cerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.